And that brings us now to the eighth chapter. And the eighth chapter is God's third explanation to them concerning the question, we have gone through the ritual and the liturgy, why hasn't God blessed us? Well, the first one is when the heart is right, the ritual's all right. And when the heart's wrong, the ritual is wrong. In other words, the ritual doesn't have anything to do with it. And some call this a positive answer. I want to say to you, this is really positively positive. God's purpose concerning Jerusalem is unchanged by any ritual. Whether you go through it or you don't go through it, you're not going to change God's plan and purpose. Thank God for that. He'll carry through his plan and his purpose. Now, that makes this a remarkable chapter. And there are certain words that occur in this chapter that are very important. In fact, you can hang the meaning of this chapter on these words. Oh, there are about five of them. Let me call your attention to them. The expression, Lord of hosts. And by the way, Dr. Unger follows the interpretation of calling that he's the Lord of armies, which probably is more literal. But the Lord of hosts, or the Lord of armies, that occurs 18 times in this chapter. Apparently, he's very important in this chapter, the Lord of hosts. Jerusalem occurs 6 times, and Zion occurs once. And Jerusalem is a geographical city located in Israel, over yonder in the Middle East today. And it never has changed. Still the same place. And when he says Jerusalem here, he means Jerusalem. He doesn't mean London or Washington or Rome or Los Angeles or any other place. When he says Jerusalem, God means Jerusalem. And the word jealous occurs 3 times. The word remnant occurs 2 times. And remember, it was only a remnant from all 12 tribes that had returned back to the land. Not just the 2 tribes. There are very few, even from Judah, that came back. Less than 65,000 returned back to that land. Now, the other word is, thus saith the Lord. And that occurs 11 times. And when God keeps repeating that, may I say to you, you know what it means? It means, thus saith the Lord. Not Vernon McGee. Not man. But God is saying this that is here. Now, again, I read a letter. A person says sometimes I step on their toes. Well, I'm not broadcasting really to be popular, because I'd change my tactic quite a bit if I was doing that. I'm attempting to teach the Word of God. Now, if your toes get stepped on, God is stepping on them, because I'm reading what the Word of God has to say, and we're going all through it. And that's the reason a book like Zechariah is not being taught today, because people don't like to have their toes stepped on. And I'm thankful for the fact, and I'm amazed at the number of people that are hearing the Word of God. It's a glorious day in which to live. It wasn't that way when I began my ministry. Now, with that in mind, may I get into the chapter by saying again that some commentators feel that chapter 8, even more than chapter 7, puts the Ten Commandments down on the people. I don't feel like that's accurate. I feel like that this last part of chapter 7, God put the Ten Commandments down on them. They were weighed in the balances, and they were found wanting. They didn't measure up to God's standard at all. But this next chapter will have some more to say about it. But what you have actually in this chapter is, especially in these first 8 verses, God's ultimate purpose is not changed concerning his people, the nation Israel, and the land, and Jerusalem. And at the present moment, God is not fulfilling any prophecy concerning Israel. He is dealing today with the church. He's calling out a body of believers in the church. And the church and Israel are entirely two entities. And when God gets through calling out the church. And when that takes place, I don't know. It's not geared to any man's calendar at all. It's on God's calendar, but he's never let me see it. And apparently, we got folk here in Southern California that had a look at it. At least they try to make us believe they did, and I don't think they have. Now, God knows when it is, but I don't know when it is, and they don't know when it is, and God's Word doesn't let you know when he'll take the church out. Now, when he does, he'll turn to these people again. And these prophecies here are just simply saying in chapter 8 that their present return to the land is very small. But God says it's an adumbration, or it's just a little miniature of a return to the land that's coming in the future.